Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Hello and welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and this week I'm coming to you before I play the first song, really for no reason other than to tell you that hours 2 and 3 of our show this week are going to harken back to an old episode of Radio Free Charleston, way back when we were on Voices of Appalachia, over 6 years ago. But right now, we have a great first hour with local music and non-local music, the best music from around the world, with a focus on the Mountain State. We're going to kick things off with a two-part song from The Settlement, a band from Huntington that I would love to be able to videotape eventually for our video program when I start doing that again after I am fully vaccinated. Here is The Settlement with Opening Remarks Volumes 1 and 2, kicking off Radio Free Charleston this week on the air.
Auto-tuned. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Radio Free Charleston!
It's like the spirit.
That was All Torches Lit with their track Swim. Before that, you heard brand new music from the brand new groom, David Sin, who got married just a few days ago as I record this. The song is Walrus and the Carpenter. And before that, we had brand new music from the Swivel Rockers. My old buddies, the Swivel Rockers, with whom I am in the process of creating a documentary. We're just a couple of weeks away from me being able to sit down with them and interview them so we can finish the Swivel Rockers special episode of Radio Free Charleston's video program. The song is called Lost Without Your Love. Before that, we had Guitarmy of One. You may know him as The Punk from Frenchie and the Punk. The song is Nonsuch Napoleon Solo, and you should seek all these artists out on Bandcamp or wherever. There's a playlist in PopCult. I'll try to put links in. If I don't put links in, just Google them. I mean, you know, you're not worthless, are you? Before that, we had Novelty Island. This is a band from someplace across the ocean. Did a recording of Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey. Abbey Road Studios said, hey, this is pretty cool, and it was recorded here, and they gave it away for free, so I downloaded it, and now I bring it to you. It was their tribute to Paul and Linda McCartney's Ram album, which came out 50 years ago, in case you want to feel ancient. We still have some time left in our first hour to bring you some more new cool music, and we're going to kick that off with Jim Lang. You might know him from Eclectopia over there on the public radios, or you might know him from the Brothers Velvet. But here is Jim Lang solo with Coming Round Again on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Hey, I'm coming round again. let you down, you wonder why. I see you there with your painting box and your oils and brushes and your artist smarts. What'll you do if the muse gets lost when I'm gone? Myself than anything you drew. I say you never quite caught it right. You say you see me in a different light. What'll you do with that black and white when I'm gone? You paint by numbers, I never noticed it before. You paint by numbers, of an open door. When you're looking round, you won't see me no more. You paint by numbers.
Upstairs, curse.
right, we are at the end of our first hour. That was Juliana Hatfield, brand new music. Song is called The Shame of Love. Before that, we had a demo from Al Stewart from the big 3-CD reissue of the Year of the Cat album. The song is Paint by Numbers, and that's a demo. Again, I am Rudy Panucci. I host this show every week, almost, unless I get lazy and take a week off like I did last week. I bring you the best music from around the world with a deliberate focus on West Virginia, because that's where I is. And what we're going to do now is go back in time, because I normally do a 3-hour show. Lately, of course, I've been slacking off, so I'm going to fill hours 2 and 3 with one of our archive programs. Let me give you a little bit of background on Radio Free Charleston. Volume 1 debuted over Labor Day 1989. It was originally a broadcast radio program. I went live 2 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning. I played whatever I wanted, and I developed a huge local listening, and then incompetent station management canceled the show because the new general manager hated me. However, he's dead now, so it's all better. 16 years after that, I brought back Radio Free Charleston as Volume 2, which was the video show. Originally, we were on the servers at the Charleston Gazette. Then we moved to YouTube. And you can still see the video show. I don't do it nearly as often as I used to because I had a health issue arise. And my doctor said, if you don't slow down, you're going to die. Didn't actually say that, but it was a good excuse to slow down. While I was still doing the video program on a weekly basis, I was approached to do Radio Free Charleston once again as a radio show for Voices of Appalachia. It was an internet radio station, and it's no longer with us. However, it mutated. It mutated into on-the-air radio, where I started Radio Free Charleston Volume 4. This was a one-hour weekly show, all local music. At the same time, I started Radio Free Charleston International, which was a 2-hour weekly show, no local music. Basically, Radio Free Charleston International was me playing whatever I wanted, just like I did back in the early days. So, long story short, January 2020, I'm like, you know what? It'd be easier if I do one 3-hour show where I mix up local music with international music. That way, the local artists can hear their music played right alongside top artist of the day and of all time without being ghettoized into a local program. So now I do this 3-hour weekly show, and sometimes I get lazy, or sometimes I've just been vaccinated and don't feel like busting my ass doing a 3-hour show, so I go back into the vault, and that's what I've done here. You're about to hear Radio Free Charleston Volume 3, number 16. This was from February 2015, right after I had returned from New York for my first ever trip to Toy Fair. The music back then, we were on Voices of Appalachia, so if anybody had any remote connection to the Appalachian region, I considered them local enough to play. So you're going to hear stuff from West Virginia artists, of course, but you're also going to hear stuff from Ohio artists, and you're going to hear stuff from New York artists and Georgia artists and whatever I can do. We even put in Crack the Sky because they were formed in Weirton, West Virginia. I don't know if Baltimore is still in the Appalachian region, but it was close enough for government work. So that's what you're going to hear right now. You're going to hear me referring to Voices of Appalachia. I've cut out a few references to other programming on Voices of Appalachia because it's sort of pointless to run that now since that station don't exist no more. In fact, right now you're listening to The Air, which grew out of the ashes of Voices of Appalachia and is now simply the radio station adjunct to the Pop Cult blog. It all comes around. Aren't you glad I'm babbling like this? Anyway, you're going to hear a bunch of cool music for the next 2 hours, and it's from the Radio Free Charleston archives. And stick around, because at the end, you never know what might happen. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Charleston. Support the local scene and enjoy the next 2 hours of 6-year-old radio. I'm Rudy Panucci, and you are listening to Radio Free Charleston at New Appalachian Radio. And my voice is shot. I almost sound like Brian Doyle Murray. I went to New York last week to cover the International Toy Fair for PopCult. And while I was gone, you folks didn't exactly take care of things here in Charleston. First, we took the Amtrak up, and the day after we took the train out of town, you blew up the tracks! I mean, can't we leave you people alone for a second? And then you let it snow. I had successfully kept the snow away all winter long. I leave the town for just a few days, and we get back and there's a foot of snow. So I had to get out and clear off our car before we could come home from the train station, which we had to rent a car from Pittsburgh to get to. And my voice is shot. But we still have great local and regional music for you. And our theme in the second hour is guitar. And if that sounds vague and sort of nonspecific, and maybe a little like I sort of half-assed it, that'd be a good guess. Anyway, to kick things off this week, we have a friend from the southernmost portion of the Appalachian region, Timothy Price, who is an author and a musician and a aficionado of Super 8 movies. Timothy wrote a book called Big in Japan. It's about a rock band that goes to Japan, and like most rock bands that go to Japan, they have to fight giant kaiju monsters. He has recorded an audiobook of this, and he just released a soundtrack CD for the audiobook. And we are going to bring you a tune from that to open the show this week. Here is Timothy Price, aided by some other fine musicians, including, I think, Ricky Zero from Radio Cult. With Kashmir, it's a cover of the Led Zeppelin tune, opening up Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
Thank you. can afford to keep my promise. My life show on my face. Your empty will come in doses, and they'll swallow all my faith. Wash away my consequences, so I can fly away. Thank you.
get some more of this. Pick a booger pet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Have a bad day. We'll all fuck with me. Should have played it fair. But it just couldn't be. Now I'm never gone. Making fast and pain. Never forget your name. Have a goddamn day. Wanna change your path? Then get some more of this. Take a fucking piss. You ain't seen nothing yet.
First set this week just kicked off, and you just heard Science of the Mind with Taste My Fist. Before that, the Burt Reynolds Death Metal Experiment, Finding Emo, Byzantine with Purity, and we kicked that off with Timothy Price's Kashmir. The two middle songs, Byzantine and Burt Reynolds, were from a Caustic Eye sampler that I believe was put together as a benefit. I'll tell you all about that when we do a feature show about that, probably in a few weeks or maybe a couple of months or maybe next year. Anyway, we continue on with the music. We have sort of a mini theme in the next set, and I'll let you figure it out. We're going to kick it off with the Renfields, Mars Attacks, on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
We come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace.
I never thought that I would see the day when graveyard. I'll be there again in the
You just heard Linfinity with Martian's Bloom, preceded by Radio Cult with Man-Made Monster, Under the Radar with Mothman Prophecy, and kicking the set off, we had the Redfields with Mars Attacks. And if you thought the theme had something to do with alien invaders or monster movie, B-movie type subjects, you're wrong. It's actually, they all use the same type of guitar amp. Coming up next, we have a set of songs by some wonderful people on Radio Free Charleston. The cold medicine is kicking in, and the voice is starting to soften a bit. We're going to kick this set off with Sheldon Vance with No Reason to Ask Why on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
We'll be right back. themselves a name. Those two brothers are now alone. Let's keep up in vain. Well, I'm civil and the dais. I keep hearing all of your lies. Well, a fat man and a skinny man who claim to be my friend. The inflammation of their heads put that right to an end. The horse of talking right now went and made their dicks all sick. Those two whores have from the weak made their curses stare. I'm separate.
Was the fall, though I hadn't seen you lately much at all. You carry my suitcase like 100 times before. Through the dark and the silent night, and under Marcia's neon light. Something wrong, something right. And that's the way it always was with us. Never could get straight on time and place. But if love was all it took to fly, we'd have won that race. But we got scared, thinking we might fall. So we changed course when the engine stopped. Or maybe we never changed at all. And it was never.
Radio Free Charleston.
You just heard Stark Raven with It Never Goes Away, Stone Quartet with Here It Comes Again, and Sheldon Vance with No Reason to Ask Why. On Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio. Coming up next, we're going to play something from our friend Wolfgang Parker from the westernmost edges of the Appalachian region, or maybe just a little beyond that, but don't tell anybody. Here is Blood Red Water by Wolfgang Parker on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
Make out like
was Crack the Sky with Still Be There, preceded by Pepper Fandango with Make Out Bandit, and Wolfgang Parker with Blood Red Water. Not the easiest thing to say when your voice is shot. You are listening to Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio. Hour 2 starts now. Okay, we are in our second hour, and the theme is guitar. That means we're going to play you music that includes some wonderful guitarists. Now, we're not saying these are all the best guitarists in the area. Now, some of them aren't even just barely in the area. But here's some guitar music coming your way, and we will probably revisit this theme maybe in a more specific manner somewhere down the road. But this week, that's all you got. Kicking it off, we're going to go back to our buddy Timothy Price, who opened the show with Kashmir, and this is from a different CD he has. You can actually search for him, look for him on Bandcamp and things. This is a live recording from a restaurant in Atlanta, and it's Timothy Price on guitar playing classical gas on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio. opening set in the second hour theme of guitar was all acoustic guitar music. You just heard Josh Buskirk with a 12-string master with neckties. Before that, Spencer Elliott, an old friend, with Some Forgotten Color. And we opened that set with Timothy Price doing classical gas. Coming up next, we have one of my favorite musicians and one of my favorite people, Chuck Beal. We're going to play you three tunes from different groups that he has shepherded over the years. He's had so many incredible groups of incredible musicians, it's hard to keep them straight. And it's even harder because Chuck has a habit of giving me CDs that don't have song titles written on them. So, first up, we're going to hear a song by the group Punk Jazz, which I'm trying to remember was Chuck with Eli Namy on bass, Cassie Null on rhythm guitar, and I'm trying to remember if it was Chuck's son Vince on drums or Jim Holly on drums. Chuck should correct me, and he should also get me a list of the songs that were on the CD, because I got no idea what the hell this thing's called, but damn, it's pretty. Here's Punk Jazz on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
Unprecedented, right? Then he starts to leave softly.
Thank you. Thank you. jambalaya gone for it to fade. French coat is out of cool hoodoo way. When the saints are marching in, the big easy part is about to begin. Stroll through the Crescent City, laissez-les bon temps brûler. Crescent City stroll, let the good times roll. Crescent City stroll, let the good times roll. Crescent City stroll, let the good times roll. St. John's Mardi Gras blew by you. Basin Street jazz is set on blue. When the folks are popping all over town, rocking in the streets and looking down. Stroll through the Crescent City, let you live on the way. Crescent City stroll, let the good times roll. The Crescent City stroll.
That was our visit with Chuck Beal, and we wrapped that set up with Underdog Blues Review doing Crescent City Stroll. Before that, we had Dr. Curmudgeon with another one of those songs, but he didn't give me no title for. And we opened with Punk Jazz with yet another nameless little tune out there. Chuck is an incredible musician, and if you ever get the chance to hear him perform live or hear his students, you should rush right out and listen. Sit in the front row and stare really intently. I think he likes that. Coming up next, we have even more fabulous guitarist, kicking off with the wondrous Kenneth Booth, who is in both Hera and Tri-Element. And we are going to hear him with Tri-Element with Nut Butter on Radio Free Charleston on New Appalachian Radio.
All right, you just heard John Lancaster, who is another Wizard of the Sixth String, with A Penchant for Hell on Earth, Part 2, from his album, A Penchant for Hell on Earth. And Tri-Element kicked off that set with Nut Butter. Right now, we're going to play you a few seconds of the Jasons to fill up time while we get to the end of the show.
I told you I don't want to fucking play that shit. We're going to get sued by fucking Kiss.
Yo, Hollywood's on a fucking time schedule. We don't have him all fucking day for studio time.
Well, we didn't have him on the last album. We got four fucking skulls
every fucking
in Rune Morgue magazine.
Every fucking time you tell me, yo, I got
critically acclaimed motherfucking shit.
All right, we are nearly at the end of our show. I want to remind everybody that we have websites you can visit. Among them, at Facebook, you can look for Radio Free Charleston and just like the bejesus out of our page. Like it all day long. Fill the world with like. If you like it, we like that you like it. And it just fills the world with like, which is sort of like filling the world with love, but doesn't quite entail the same commitment. And I need to mention that once again this week, our music is by Mark Mothersbaugh, whom you may have seen on the Oscars wearing a Devo hat made of Legos. That's it for this week. And remember, support the local scene.
Okay. That's the show from the archives. I pulled it out to fill up 2 hours of this week's show. I hope you stuck around. It's really cool stuff. And you know what? We're at the end of that, and it's time for the mystery bonus track! Even when I raid the archives, so I don't have to work as hard, I will endeavor to provide to you an absolute gem of an unexpected and delightful surprise known as the mystery bonus track! So here's the mystery bonus track on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Wagner. I think she died from Beethoven. She left the wake of Jenny late that afternoon. I heard her soul was creeping from her room.
Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.